When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1535, Dumping Amazon Prime by Joel of 5amjoel.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And just in case you didn't catch this in the Optimal Living Daily newsletter, I wanted to make sure you know that we have a workbook available for purchase. The Optimal Living Daily workbook is a 216-page hardcover workbook and journal designed to help you solidify your takeaways from your favorite episodes and create action items to move forward with your personal, relationship, and financial goals. It's available in the shop at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Dumping Amazon Prime by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Earlier this year, I canceled my Amazon Prime membership. It's not because I'm disgruntled or didn't enjoy their service. I'm actually a huge fan of Amazon. My reasons for canceling were, number one, I realized the benefits of Prime membership can easily be found elsewhere. Free shipping, fast shipping, convenience, streaming, etc. is not unique anymore. Number two, even though value is decreasing, Amazon's annual charges are increasing. It jumped approximately 20% this year. Continuing my membership would be paying more to receive less. Number three, as a paying member, I felt a strong obligation to buy from Amazon as much as possible. This was leading to spending when I didn't need to, and lazy spending. Number four, I joined the LA Public Library and started borrowing books instead of buying them. Number five, there was no harm, costs, or risk to cancel. If I made a mistake, I could always sign up again in a pinch. Here's more about my process and summary for ditching my Amazon Prime membership and reducing my spending. First, I reviewed my old Amazon purchase history. This info is pretty simple to find. You log in, click My Account, Preferences, Download Order Reports. I downloaded 2 years of order history and sorted it into categories. I was shocked at some of these stats and immediately found ways I could cut back. In 2017, our biggest spend was on books. Somewhere in 2018, we switched to using the LA Public Library system, which I'll explain. In 2018, most of our spending was on gifts for others. Since we were traveling a lot of the year, convenience was the main factor here, ordering online and having gifts shipped directly to friends and family. 2019 has been a lower year on travel. We've been able to buy gifts locally and be more thoughtful with presents. 2019 Amazon spend, no Prime. Although we canceled our Amazon membership, we still purchased some things from them. Free shipping and fast shipping are still available for many items on Amazon that aren't Prime. Dumping Amazon Prime and alternative online shopping. Walmart.com offers a free membership. You get free 2-day shipping on all orders over $35. Almost all the items have a 30-day return policy online and in store. Target.com also offers a free membership called Red Card. Free 2-day shipping on most items and a good return policy, which is 90 days, I think. eBay.com is still pretty wicked for new and small items. I used eBay this year to buy a bike tire repair kit, new for $4.95, and a Fitbit charger cable, new for $3.95, which was free and fast shipping. 99 Cent Store, physical, not online. Most of our basic kitchen and bath items I now buy at the local 99 Cent Store. I go to the 99 every week for groceries and pick up any needed kitchen and bath stuff there. It's cheaper and I don't have to wait for shipping at all. And brand direct websites. A ton of large retailers and manufacturers have their own online stores, many of which have free and fast shipping if ordered directly from them. I've bought jeans from Levi.com and shirts from 32degrees.com for just as cheap as I can get them on Amazon Prime. LA Public Library System. Not sure why I didn't join the library sooner. It's pretty wicked, and it's completely free as long as you return books on time. There are about 25 libraries spread across LA. All of their inventories are shared and available to view in the LAPL iPhone app. You can borrow physical books, digital copies, yes, for your Kindle, audiobooks, and movies. The process is simple. When I hear of a good book, I search for it in the iPhone app directory. Then I simply request a hold on it. The LAPL system automatically finds an available copy at one of the LA locations and has it transferred to my local branch to be held under my name. When it arrives, I get an email that tells me it's ready for pickup. Easy. All in all, the process to find or borrow a book is just as easy as buying on Amazon. But instead of shipping to my house, it's shipped to the library, a short 9-minute walk from my house. Sometimes I ride my motorbike there. Since the beginning of 2019, my wife and I have borrowed over 40 books. We've saved at least $400 by joining the library already. Why am I such a tight ass? You might be thinking, who cares? Amazon membership is only $119 per year and it comes with free TV and movies. Don't be such a tight ass. True, and I probably said the same thing myself a couple years ago. But it's not about the money. It's more about the value. I don't want to pay for anything I don't get value from, no matter how big or small. You just listened to the post titled Dumping Amazon Prime by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article was tough for me, guys. I felt personally attacked because I really enjoy my Amazon Prime membership. But it did make me pause and think about this a bit. I took a quick look at some of my Amazon purchases to see if there would have been good alternatives with free shipping. But the time I was taking to look for these alternatives just didn't seem worth the savings of the membership. While Joel points out some good alternative websites for online shopping, one reason I really love Amazon is that it allows me to buy things with credit card points. So not only am I saving on shipping, most of what I'm buying these days is with credit card points, and this option just doesn't appear to be as common on other sites. In 2018, JP Morgan Chase estimated the value of Amazon Prime services at $785 annually. But I'm not sure that factors into my decision because I don't utilize the majority of membership benefits. The value of Prime for me is the expedited shipping and the time I'm saving in researching the best price for something online. In poking around online, I see that there are a lot of opinions on Amazon Prime and if it's worth the cost. There is also no right answer. It really depends on your personal situation and preferences. The general consensus is that you'll benefit from the service if you purchase items from Amazon 10 to 20 times per year, average under $25 per order, and care about getting your stuff in less than a week. Otherwise, it might not be worth it. I completely agree with Joel's final statement here in that it's much more about the value of something over the cost. I feel I get enough value from Amazon Prime to justify the cost, but I can think of a ton of other things that I don't spend money on that are even lower cost, but simply don't provide enough value for me. These are all really personal decisions that are worth consideration when you're thinking about reducing expenses. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.